Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Weekend.
I hate that we can't sing together when we're apart.
Getting down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Partying,
everyone always hated that song, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was like a big joke when I was in. I think it came out when I was in eighth grade, and it was just
because I think it was like when I was a freshman.
I think I was like low key jealous because I was like, because her dad like paid for her to have a music video, and I was like, Dad, what the heck? Where's mine?
Dad,
guess my dad doesn't love me.
Yeah, fine. I think part of it was that she won a contest out of like some. Like other kids. And so she got to write a song with some songwriters and have this music video. But I was the same way. I was like,
Rebecca Black. Also, we have to look at my Barbie t-shirt.
Barbie.
Because I made a joke the other month because I said I
was
like.
You are Barbie.
Well, because I said I was like Elle Woods, but with basketball instead of law.
Period.
And
you can be basketball Barbie.
Exactly.
I feel like we haven't. Recorded. I mean, we really haven't all week except for, well, we did Tuesday morning, but I feel like there's been like just a lot happening in the NBA since then. Some good, some bad, some crazy.
There's still drama.
Which one? Which drama? Are we talking about 76ers? Is that what we're talking about? Because, okay, first of all, can we talk about how Paul George clickbaited like their team
meeting.
Do you
see my banner?
Call snitch a bitch. So true. Isn't that what he said? He is saying that like whoever leaked that's a real bitch.
It's a bleep.
Yes. Sorry. It's a bleep. Sorry, adults. I know.
Yeah, I'll
he
get
said
that off
bad
the screen,
words. But... yeah. You know, We'll even start there because let's talk about how the 76ers are now 2-12. And Embiid had himself a game the other day. He finally had like a decent game. He did have 14 free throws, but he at least had 35
Shocker.
Points. And so I know that's an attitude problem. Literally. Literally. And so here, let me find the game just so that I can kind of walk through it a little bit. But so they played the Grizzlies. They still lost by 6. Again, that moves the 76ers to 2-12. With Tyrese Maxey back. And I will say, I'm going to give Tyrese Maxey a little bit of grace because he was out for a while. Yeah. And, you know, he deserves like a comeback period.
He
and
was
you're going to be like,
and then
well,
when
what
he
about
was,
Joel Embiid?
When he was there, like Joel Embiid and Paul George weren't in. So it's like you have pieces that haven't played together.
The three of them, I don't think, have played a single game together yet.
God bless.
Yeah, no, Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, and Joel Embiid have not played a single game together. I know. So Joel Embiid, he had 35 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. So you look at that and you're like, Joel Embiid is back. But again, 14 of those were free throws. I do want to say, I think he is literally 100% on free throws for this season. Which is
actually you better be good at them if you live at the line, bestie.
Straight up. That's what I'm saying because
if you're
going
to pay rent at the line, you better make your free throws.
Yeah, he is 100% in free throw percentage. And so he's made 32 free throws in a row because he had 18 in the first two games, 0 in the third game, and then he had 14 in this game. So 100%, good for him. That's great. Like you said, if you're going to live at the free throw line, you better
make
be making them.
Em.
Did you... I sent you the video of him flopping his free throw, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you haven't seen it, let's just talk about the fact that you know that we don't love Joel Embiid and his flopping. It's very excessive.
What?
It's I know. Yes.
I can't do it.
It's painful. Okay, so he was at the free throw line during one of his.
I can't even pretend.
I know, literally, he was at the free throw line, and he shoots the free throw, and then his like legs kind of give out, and then he looks around, like he almost like I'm like, is this second nature to you,
buddy? You did that to yourself. His body was having a visceral reaction.
his knees like buckled and he like fake flopped. And then he looked around like he was mad at someone. I was like, you're on the free throw line, babe.
Be mad at yourself, babe.
What are you doing? What do you mean? It was insane. I just like absolutely asinine.
Can we also talk about like literally his response to everything?
That's what I was just about to say. We have to talk about that.
Because I sent it to Caitlin yesterday because it sounded like a page out of my narcissistic ex's book. You know when like you date a guy?
Literally.
Well, I guess our audience is mainly guys. Guys, I'm sure you've all probably done this when a girl gets mad at you and you're like, I'll just stop talking then. I do everything wrong.
I'm sure many of these guys have dealt with crazy girls like that too, because girls can be that way. Girls can be a little insane too.
On either end, but I have dated like multiple men that are like, what you did yesterday, I'll never talk again. It really hurt my feelings if you could like just not say that. And they're like, well, I'll just never speak ever again.
Yeah, no, well, literally.
So Joel Embiid, obviously it came out, we talked about this last episode, that Tyrese Maxey apparently called out Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid said, first of all, he said, he didn't call them a bitch. He said, whoever leaked that is a real piece of shit.
Oh, piece of shit. And then he said...
Yeah. It's whatever. I'll take it all. I'm the reason for everything, so I'll take the blame for everything. Settle down. You're up here? Bring it down here, bestie.
Bring it down here.
Bring it down a few levels. I was watching First Take this morning, and I really actually liked it because at first they were all calling out like the snitch basically. And they're like, whoever was doing that is obviously messed up because they like clearly like they wanted that out, like for that to be a like perception of Joel Embiid. And then like a girl was like, hold on, like for a 24-year-old to have to tell the superstar of the franchise to be on time. Like, let's not shoot the messenger. It's pretty sad that the 24-year-old has to be like, hey, dude. Like, everyone notices how late you are. And then, of course, Cam Newton, which I can't stand to look at Cam Newton's face one more time on a show. I cannot take him seriously.
So dead.
He literally went, he was like, well, sometimes, like, once you get to a certain stage, you've reserved the right to be late. Joel Embiid hasn't played enough games to be late. I'm so sorry. You know who can be late? Nikola Jokic. LeBron James.
I'm sorry. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, all of those guys are 99% of the times the first one's in, last one's out. Mm-hmm.
I hate that because in my ears, we said that at the exact same time, and I know the recording, it won't be at the exact same time.
Nope.
But yeah, so I thought that was like a little interesting that they had like two reasons. Like, yeah, of course, like whoever did leak that, like that's kind of messed up. You know, like what stays in your locker room should be in the locker room.
That's like when someone leaked the Jordan Poole punch. The Draymond Jordan Poole punch. Of course.
But yeah, like you need to be a leader and you need to be the first one in and the last one out, especially if you're always injured and like always, you know, screwing over your team. And clearly you have an attitude problem if you can't even like just like the least you could have said is like, I don't have any comment on it, or take responsibility and be like, you know what? I have been late. Like I will, like I do have some things I need to change and I'm glad they brought it to my attention. Like, you know, I've been going through a lot with injuries.
And that's what I was going to say, because like for me, like it really shows like maturity when you are able to like take accountability. Like, I mean, literally if someone was like, if someone looked at me and was like, our team is 2-12, and like according to whoever released the information, apparently everyone was keeping each other accountable. It wasn't just Joel Embiid being called out. Like,
and Paul
everyone
George
was,
talked about how like this is a thing in the NBA. Like, it's not like team meetings don't happen, but like when you get off to a start like that, it's like everyone is coming together to be like, okay, like how can we do this? What are we doing? Like, we have and all so, this like, talent. What's happening?
Yes. And so like for his team to like look at him and be like, we really need you to be a leader. We need you to show up on time. Like, we need you to be at these team functions. We need you to do X, Y, Z. Like, if I were him, I would have been like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it had that effect on you guys. Like, I will absolutely try to make changes and be better. And exactly. But like for you to be like, everything's on me. fuck the snitch. Excuse my language, sorry. But like, I hate everyone, blah, blah, blah.
Whoever said that is a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm like, you're
like,
who cares
if I'm late? Yeah, I'm Joel Embiid.
You're only mad because, not the flops. You're only mad because you got caught. Like, you're only mad because you found out. I know, literally.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You know, you're mad because someone leaked it and now you look shitty, but like, now you already have. My mom even texted me because, like, of course, like, she's like now a lot more in the NBA like news just because of like this and me. But she was like, you guys have obviously been talking about a lot. I'm like, yeah, I love to talk about people I dislike. And she was like, it seems like everyone is kind of over Joel Embiid. I'm like, they are. Like, everyone has had it. Like, with the excuses, the attitude, you have never been to the Eastern Conference Finals and you have given him all this help. You have given him, surrounded him with so much help. James Harden was there. Jimmy Butler was there.
He's had so many different super what teams, like all-star.
What more do you need?
Yeah.
I don't get
it. He's had so many different, like, all-star co-stars, like, for their team. He's had so much help. He's been so given, like, everything that he's asked for. He's been given, like, a gajillion dollars. And he's mad that they're not winning anything and that people are looking at him like, we've done everything for you.
Plus, again, imagine making that much money and you're playing half the games that someone else is, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing is just really obnoxious. I don't know. I just, I think that, like, even 76ers fans are getting over it. Obviously, like, there's Joel Embiid stans that are going to be like, blah, 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 he's great. But, like, yeah, we'll see. But,
womp, womp.
Yeah, womp womp is right. And, you know.
2-12 is crazy for the 76ers.
For that team, yes. Yes.
Crazy.
I don't know. I don't have any words for it. Like, they shouldn't be. I'll be interested to see. I don't know if you already saw, Joel Embiid is questionable for tonight. So we don't know if he's going to be playing for injury management, quote unquote. I've got nothing else for him because I'm so over it.
He's not late to treatment.
He probably will be. But on the other end, I hope Tyrese Maxey starts playing a little bit better because they could really use him back. And we need
him
Paul
and Jared
George
McCain are the future of the franchise.
Yep. And did you see too that Paul George was saying, like, Jared McCain can't be our most consistent high scorer?
Why?
Did you see that? Because he was pretty much just saying, like, that was him calling everyone else out on the team,
saying our rookie is carrying us.
Yeah. Yeah, our rookie is carrying us. He's like our best, most consistent scorer.
Pretty embarrassing if I do say so myself.
And so because, like, a lot of people were like, well, like, that's mean. Why is he hating on the rookie? I'm like, he's not hating on the rookie. He's trying to, like, he's even taking
light
accountability
a fire under
for himself.
Everyone else's ass.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, he's keeping everyone else accountable, being like, every single one of us needs to be better.
That's
like,
how I feel.
Rookie,
why is Peyton Watson 4-for-4 from the three and Michael Porter 0-for-6?
Literally.
Huh?
Literally. Huh? Yeah. So I'll be interested to see if anything changes. I think Joel Embiid needs an attitude check. I just think that, like, a little bit of humility is okay. Like, it's okay to admit that you're wrong. It's okay to admit, like, I do need to be better and I'm sorry. Like, these injuries have gotten the best of me and I'm frustrated. Like, it's okay to just admit that you're not perfect. Like, because you're not.
And especially it was cracking me up because I'm like, you have one guy over here and then who, like, is like, yeah, just everything's my fault. And then you have Jokic in his, like, last press conference where he's like, I've been putting up good, not great numbers, averaging a 30-point triple-double. Okay, there's a difference. There's a difference in attitude. And there's a reason why everyone on the Denver Nuggets is so in love with Nikola Jokic. Like, they all follow him. They all copy his routine. Like, him and CB now race before every game. You know, Peyton Watson will, like, mix in his stretches. You know, like, all of them respect him with, like, the utmost respect.
Yeah. And I feel like it's, like, the same with, like, most other team leaders. Like, the Mavs were so happy to get Kyrie and now Klay because they have like these like superstar vets with rings that they can look up to. And yeah. Lakers young guys love that they get to look up to LeBron and AD, and Warriors young guys have Steph Curry, and you know, like all these teams that have these superstars, like even the super young Rockets team, they were all talking about how excited they were to get Fred VanVleet when he came over there a couple years ago. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like you should be that. Like, you're supposed to be the superstar. Like, you're the guy that's coming in. Like, and the rookies should be looking to you. The young guys should be looking to you for how they should be acting and how they warm up and how they work out. And like, I want to copy you. I want to be like you. I want to be as good as you. I want to be in your position. And like, the fact that people are being like, none of us want to be like you. Like, that's crazy.
I have one thing to say to you, Joel Embiid. Personal foul on you.
On you. I feel personally fouled by him, I'm not going to lie.
Literally.
And then, you know what? I'm just going to stay on the East Coast while we're over here, because we talked on Tuesday, like early afternoon, and right after we posted our last video, we obviously had the big Celtics-Cavs game, and the Celtics broke the Cavs winning streak, which is crazy. I still think it's pretty incredible. The Cavs are now 16-1. They were 15-1 after their loss. They got another win. They're 16-1 now, which is still impeccable.
Rough game.
During their game against the Celtics.
Darius Garland,
for sure. Mm-hmm. And like, other than that though, like, I feel like the Celtics came out and could not miss. Like, that was the story of, like, the first half.
We literally said that in the video when I was trying to decide who I was going to pick. I was like, is this a night that the Celtics are making everything? Or is this a night that they're struggling a little bit? And they came out shooting the lights out of the Garden. Yep.
Guns a-blazing, baby. They went insane. And it was just, it was really cool to watch. Like, they looked like the Celtics. Like, the way that I felt like that game was for the Celtics, at least in the first half, because the second half, the Cavs did look
like
a little
bit
better.
They scare me.
Totally. And that's what I'm saying is, like, the Celtics, like, that was very much a statement game for them. Like, yeah. They came out and they were like, yes, you are 15-0. Yes, you are currently first in the Eastern Conference, but we are still the team to beat.
They really had like an easy-ish road, you know, being on the East Coast. Like, their games just like are naturally not as hard. So yeah, it definitely felt like, okay, now you're in with the rest of us. You got your first loss. You played a real team. Congrats. Yep. Here you are.
Yep. And that's pretty much just like what that whole game was. Because, and you know what? Like, during the first half, I was like, oh, like, the Celtics are beating up on the Cavs right now. Like, this is crazy. And then the Cavs came out in the second half.
They didn't
give
up, which I love.
No. Yes. They only ended up losing by 3.
I hate teams that, like, they're down by 20 and they don't fight. Like, that's one thing that I love about the Denver Nuggets is, like, they're never going to lay down and take it, okay? Like, they are 100% going to claw their way back and win at least half the time from a 20-point deficit. So I think it shows like real like a maturity and desire to win when you don't just be like, well, third quarter and we're down 15, it's over. Like, it's not. The game
came out and they had a 40-point third quarter, like the Cavs did. And so I'm like, they came out and they were like, look, like, did they beat us up a little bit in the first half? Yes. But, like, we are still this team that we have been showing, you know?
And they had, like, a little powwow at halftime, must have.
Yeah.
Got some Uncrustables, some orange slices, and they were...
I think they did. Definitely Uncrustables, orange slices. They probably maybe had a few Capri Suns. And then, like,
definitely
just a little chit chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely had their Wheaties, for sure.
Had a little talk.
Yep. And then they came out and then they played great basketball and they only ended up losing by 3. I would say that the Celtics played like the Celtics the entire time and the Cavs played like the Cavs in that second half to come back from that deficit and only lose by 3. It was a really fun game to watch.
I'm glad that they have to play each other 4 times because I know, me too. I think it might be one of those like back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
As long as Darius Garland, I think the lights were a little too bright for him.
The lights were bright. You want to know who the lights were not too bright for? You want to know what's funny is that that's a Jarrett Allen quote, and he's on the Cavs. That's so funny. I love this game. Also,
he's been playing so well.
He has. Did you hear the announcers call Jarrett Allen Josh Allen like 5 times?
No, I wasn't even paying attention to the announcers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or maybe the announcers.
To the different cast.
You might have been, totally. But yeah, the announcers were calling him Josh Allen. They were like, and Josh Allen with the dunk. And I was like,
who?
What sport am I watching? And it's just like, and like,
I'm confused.
The best part of it is,
how
like,
high am I?
It literally, and like, so like the best part of it to me is that like Josh Allen is like this white, short,
literally
not,
the
not really
whitest
shorter,
white quarterback I've ever seen.
Quarterback ever. And then you have Jarrett Allen, who's like this tall, lanky black guy with like a nice little
a fro.
Yeah, they're polar opposites and they play different sports. So it's just so funny to me. Like, I get it. They have
That's
the same
hilarious.
Last name. But yeah, they kept calling him Josh Allen the whole time. And I was like,
sorry, Jarrett.
Put some respect on Jarrett Allen's name. My guy
literally.
Has been going crazy this year. He's been going crazy. And obviously Donovan Mitchell has been too. Same with Evan Mobley. I love seeing Evan Mobley and Jarrett Allen like together on this team. I feel like they work so well in the front court. And my favorite part about the Cavs this season is that they started utilizing Ty Jerome. And if you don't know, Ty Jerome was on the Warriors a couple of years ago. And it was like the year after their championship team. And he's one of the guys that has been like fighting overseas and in the G League just for years to like do well in the league. And after this always happens, same with like the Nuggets and same with the Warriors, like guys will come on these teams for like a 1 year contract and then people will be like, oh, like that guy's kind of good, who is that? And then they always like go pick him up and then they're never like the same anywhere else. But Ty Jerome has been playing so well. They've been utilizing him a lot more. He's a really like smart basketball player. And so I have to shout out to him. Like, I love seeing him successful. I love seeing the guys that fought their way to where they are, and it worked out 100%. Really well for them.
I love when people work hard for their position.
Me too. And he has. And now, like, ever since the Cavs put him in, just like, I don't know, for one of like their blowout games, he was in for like the whole fourth quarter. They were like, oh, this guy's kind of good. And now they put, I mean, he got 28 minutes in the Celtics game. 20 minutes. Yes. And he was a guy that was like in the G League 4 years ago, you know? So like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, he really fought his way there. And I love to see that. I have no doubt that Darius Garland will come back out 100%. Too. Yeah. But the best part about this game literally is just that the Celtics were shooting lights out. I mean, literally their worst shooter was Jaylen Brown at 41%. Everyone else had between 50 and 63% for shooting, besides Sam Hauser, but he only played a few minutes.
They're so annoying.
I know. And like, they were actually making their threes, which was so frustrating. Jason Tatum was 6 for 10. Al Horford was 4 for 5. Al Horford had himself a game. I really like watching Al Horford. I like when he's doing well. Let's see. Derek White was 4 for 7. Jaylen Brown was only 2 for 7. Like I said, he had a rough night. Peyton Pritchard was 3 for 6. Drew Holiday was 3 for 4. So I'm like, these guys, like when they make their threes, they
are
on.
Scary.
They are on. And we talked a lot about like the Celtics needing to like be good in transition on defense. And I think that they did that. I think that they really crushed that, and they didn't have to as much because they were actually making their threes. But they looked good, and I hated it because they still look good.
You know who else was shooting the lights out? Franz Ew. Wagner yesterday.
Oh my. I.
Not even
love
just yesterday.
This guy. No,
not even just yesterday.
This guy's going crazy. And you know what? I think
going
that like
dummy on the basketball
ballistic.
Court.
Ballistic. My goodness. I think that Paolo Banchero being out is like a, I don't want to say a blessing in disguise because I hate when people get hurt. I don't want them to be hurt. But I feel like Paolo being hurt has brought out really great sides of his team. And Franz Wagner coming out the way that he has is like the biggest win from all of this.
37 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists.
Plus a dagger to win the game.
A dagger in LA. In LA.
It was amazing.
Franz Wagner 3 days ago against Phoenix, 32 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Versus Philly, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Indiana, 29. Charlotte, 32. He is going off.
He's doing amazing. And like I said, like, I mean, imagine, we've talked about this because this team, last time we talked, this team had won 5 in a row. And now they've won 7 of their last 8.
Did you see, also, did you see that KCP just was a DNP last night?
I didn't even notice.
He was.
Is that bad? I'm so sorry, KCP.
But he wasn't out. Like, it literally just said he just did not play.
Sorry, KCP.
Kentavious, you shouldn't have looked so happy over there. I mean, you're still getting your checks regardless, but.
Sorry, bud.
You miss it here. What is that? Isn't that what Steph said? You miss it here.
Bitch.
Ah! Oh,
sorry. Can I like rip my chest open? Literally.
Your chest open.
My shirt? I don't know.
Your entire chest?
It's just like my inside, my heart, my insides. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy because they played quite a few people. I mean, they played Cole Anthony. They played Jonathan Isaac. They played, God, what's his name? Jet Howard. They were playing like all of their deep bench guys, their rookies and everything like that. And so for KCP not to play is pretty crazy. I feel like that's like a statement. But
plus, like, he's such, like, you obviously need good defense when you're going up people like Anthony Davis and like just that team in general. So like, I wonder what the decision there was.
I don't know, but I just want to say the Orlando Magic are here to stay, and Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner are holding down the fort until Paolo gets back. I would love to know when Paolo's going to get back, because they've just like, they've done so well. And I love seeing that, because like, Paolo's obviously the anchor of your team, right? Like, he was kind of the one that like really lifted the Magic to the next level when he was drafted a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And so him being out is a detriment for their team. It's painful for their team. But man, they, Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs.
Can we also talk about how?
I know.
They lost their team the game.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because right before Franz Wagner's dagger 3 with, it was like 2 seconds left in the game, to put them up 1. Right before that, literally the play before, Anthony Davis missed both of his free throws. And then before that, LeBron missed free throws as well.
He missed 2 free throws as well.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward.
LeBron.
Mr. AD. James. Anthony.
Sir Davis.
Sir Mr. Davis. Gotta make those.
They're free for a reason, babe.
They're free, you know, no one but you in the basket.
Yep, and you missed them. And you lost yourself the game.
You missed them both, and you lost in L.A.
You lost yourself the game.
Speaking of, the Nuggets have a back-to-back. Tonight we play Dallas, and then tomorrow, and tomorrow we play the Lakers in L.A.
Okay, well, we're going to need them. Skadoodly up a win.
Listen, y'all better get that win really, really quick tonight, okay? And then you better shower really quick and get on that plane, bestie, so you can get a good night's rest. No, Jamal, no UFC. No UFC tonight.
No.
None of that. Not on my watch.
Not on this tonight.
Not you, not tonight. No way, no how.
Not on this watch.
Not here.
Not here, no way, no how.
I was about to do the monster thing, the like, I'm always watching.
Stop. Perfect.
No private jets, no New York flights. Get your head in the game.
Yeah, because all I'm saying is that the Lakers are going to come out with a vengeance.
They're going to want to get that win. Dalton Connect also had a monster game the other night.
I love him. I literally was saying that he's going to have, he said two monster games in a row. Our Green Arrows next to our Rookie of the Year agenda. Pew.
They're already up. Don't worry. We'll look at him in a bit.
Yeah.
He had, what was it, 35?
Yeah, let me look for you.
He made like 9 threes in a row.
Yes, the other night he had 37, 9 three-pointers made, 5 rebounds and a steal.
3-pointers from 9 for 12.
9 for 12. That is 75% from 3.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. He's Lord, got the shot. The shot of an angel.
That was an insane game. He was. It not was. Missing.
And even last night, I mean, not that he played like horribly because he still shot really well, but I feel like besides him shooting really well or whatever, like obviously Anthony Davis and LeBron were both shooting really well.
So I know, he didn't, I feel like his usage to shoot depends. Better. Yeah.
Exactly. So he was still shooting 50% yesterday. He had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Was still a +5. So he still had a great game, but he doesn't have to be utilized as much when you have Anthony Davis coming out and scoring 39.
They both had LeBron over 30, didn't
scoring
they?
31. Yeah, LeBron had 31 and LeBron AD is had 39. But you want to know who had a bad game? And I was just kind of like smiled at it. Austin Reeves. I just like, he was struggling. My guy was having a rough game. And like, I was like so sad the other day because
you
I had
have
a
been
friend.
Replaced by another white boy.
Literally.
Moving on.
Yeah,
should we go over
insane.
To the West Coast?
You,
are we
so
done
sorry.
With the East Coast?
Yes. I mean, the West Coast and the East Coast also combine.
Oh, well, I guess LA is on the West Coast, my dumbass.
Well, but I was going to say they combine as well or collide because the Warriors beat the Hawks by 23. If you don't know, they have a beautiful player on the Atlanta Hawks. His name is Dyson Daniels. And he
Dyson Daniels going crazy. He got the blocks.
He's a monster.
He got the steals. Get your head in the game. Gotta get you. Break right. Break left. Okay.
Watch out for the shift. Keep your eye on the fence. Gotta run.
Can you guys tell I'm not sick anymore? I'm like, I'm like an Energizer bunny. And I took my ADHD medicine. Woo!
But what was I even talking about before? Warriors. They beat the Hawks. They did so good. Dyson Daniels is like a little defensive menace. And I was really worried. I actually am really good at jinxing things and people like on accident. I always will compliment a team like in the middle of a game and then they absolutely start playing like crap. Or I'll be like, ew, they literally are playing like crap. And then they like go out and win the game. It's insane. I'm at like 100% success rate at this point. Okay. It's disgusting. But so I said, I'm so worried. Dyson Daniels is probably going to get like 12 steals on us because Draymond Green and Steph Curry are the kings of insane passes and turning the ball over when they do that. Didn't happen. He got not a single steal, not a single block. I love this game. I love this game.
Not for him.
He had a rough game in that stance. He actually had like, I would say a pretty rough game overall for him and for how he's been playing. He has 11 points. 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a minus 21 overall. I would say that it was just kind of like a tough game for their team overall. I mean, Trae Young has been still shooting like crap. He shot 33% in this game, had 12 points, but he's still being the great passer that he is. He had 11 assists. He, you know, does what he can. Jalen Johnson might be my favorite player on their team. Did you watch a lot of this game?
No.
Or any of it? Okay. No. I was going to say, if you watch it, Jalen Johnson
is just
like...
I read a book
like,
in 24 hours, guys.
You're insane.
As I do.
You're literally nuts.
That's including sleeping. So like I probably read the book in less than like 15 hours. It was a 770 page book, by the way. It was so good.
Spencer.
I love to read. I can't wait to get off this and edit this so I can read more.
I am so dead. I miss reading. I haven't had a book really pull me in such a long time.
Literally, if there's anything you should know about me if you're new here, it's that I only care about sports and books.
That's, and pink. Yes, that is true. Anything else?
No,
Okay.
You. The pod.
Oh, ew, that was actually a little scary. Don't ever do that again, Caitlin. Gross. Am I having a manic episode today? I don't know.
It sounds like it.
I'm doing great. Anyway.
Moving on. You asked me if I watched the game. No, sorry.
That's okay. No, I was just going to say, Jalen Johnson is such a fun player to watch. I've just been having like a lot of... Yes, he's so athletic. He's really good at what he does. He's actually like a kind of like a little bit of a facilitator. He's fantastic on defense, like, and he's just really athletic. Like, he's really fun to watch. So he had a great game, 15 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Clint Capella did fine. He's like one of my least favorite players.
I just don't really like watching the Hawks.
I don't either. No, it's so valid. And it's part of it's because I don't love Trae Young. Part of it's because I don't love Clint Capella. But I love Dyson Daniels. I really like Jalen Johnson.
I could honestly write a dissertation on why I don't like watching the Eastern Conference play basketball most of the time.
That's impressive.
Except
I think
for
you should do it.
Orlando Magic. Ooh.
I was still feeling it. I was getting it. But the Warriors had a great game, though. They kind of came back because, if you didn't know, they obviously lost earlier this week to the Clippers. And then they came out and they freaking crushed it against the Hawks. They played their brand of basketball again. They looked amazing. Andrew Wiggins had a very vintage Andrew Wiggins game, like from his first season on the Warriors, which just means that, like, his first season with the Warriors, he went from, like, being kind of a nobody and, like, someone that people were like, he's washed, he's not a good player, blah, 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 when he played for the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. And then he came to the Warriors and people were like, oh, my God, who is this guy? Like, he literally got like 17 points exactly every game. Like, that was like the Andrew Wiggins number was 17 points. And then he'd grab rebounds. He's one of their best defenders. And he's a very great athlete. So he had a very vintage Andrew Wiggins game. He had 27 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and a block, which is beautiful. Steph Curry played really well. He only had 23 points, but he was shooting 70%, which is what happens when other guys on your team want to go crazy. And that's what happened. The entire team went crazy. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They had 6 guys in double figures. Draymond Green was like a few rebounds away, an assist away, and 1 point away from a triple double, which is a really great Draymond Green game, because that's when he's just playing his best basketball, is when he's like facilitating and making stuff happen on defense and on offense. And they just looked good. Trace Jackson Davis finally had like a really good game. And Pods is still struggling, and I just feel sad for him. But I sent you that video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just saying, you know who else is struggling? Several people, including the Wolves.
The Wolves, man. They
lost to the Raptors last night. That's my Raptor.
If you haven't already, I need all of you to go look up the Raptors court and their jerseys, because they're perfect. I love their dinosaur.
You think I look like this and then I'm like all normal and just really not. And then you find out I make dinosaur noises.
Honey. The men love that. The men usually seek out the dinosaur noises. Who's got the best one? Someone show me their Tyrannosaurus Rex, baby.
So the Wolves lost last night 105-110. They have not had a great start to this season, especially after their season last year. It looks like the Knicks might have ended up winning this trade, like I thought. I still like don't think it's like fully worked out for them. But yeah.
The hard part is that, like, it's so...
I was trying to find out what they dropped to last night. Hold on.
They are 8-7 currently.
Well, I know, but I was trying to figure out what...
Oh, on the standings?
Yeah, they're 10. They're, like, and they're 8-7 along with the Kings. So they're, like, teetering out of the play-in, out of the play-in. Yikes.
Yeah. And like, so my thought, and you can tell me what you think about this too, just like watching them, like it almost seems like they're just like, they were like, we're so good last year that they came in expecting to be just as good. And now they just like play to the level of their competition. I'm like, they got beat by the Trailblazers twice in a row. The Trailblazers. Well,
I think it's like they don't have like 2 7-footers on the court anymore.
Well, of course. Yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah, but it's just like, I mean, you know, like these are their last several games. They...
Well, like when you lose a guy like Kat, who's like sometimes, you know, like now he's like averaging 30 point games, but like
yeah.
he was doing that for them, you know, like 20, 30 points. Yep. And then you literally like Jaden McDaniels had 22, Julius Randle 23. Like Caitlin and I were saying, honestly, like the biggest scorers need to have 30 now.
Yes,
like,
of course.
You honestly have to have 30 to stay in the game. And
no,
like
literally.
And Jaden McDaniels, Julius Randle all contributed. Then Gobert had 13 points, 11 rebounds. DiVincenzo, 11 points. And then after that, 6 points, 2 from Naz Reid, 2 from Rob Dillingham. Naz Reid was 1 for 8, 0 from the 3, 2 turnovers, 5 personal fouls. Not a great game from him, especially coming off of, you know, your sixth man of the year campaign. So they just like, it seems like they don't have a lot of depth, and then they don't have like that big dominant presence from 2 7-footers on the floor anymore. So it's not looking great for them.
For sure. And like I said, like they just like, but it's so weird because the teams that they've beaten are like the Suns in like a really close, really good clutch game, the Kings in a close clutch game in overtime. So I'm like, you're beating these good teams in clutch situations, but then you're losing to the Raptors by 5. You're losing to the Blazers where you didn't even score 100 points.
You're
they literally lost
to a white guy to named Grady Dick.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
I'm so dead because that's so true. That's who
like,
they just
lost to. I
would
literally never get a guy, would let a guy with that name beat me. Literally ever.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah. But like after, you know, like they lost 3 in a row to the Heat, Blazers, and Blazers. And then you just lost to the Raptors. And so it's like you're losing to teams that you should be beating. And
they're
beating. Yeah. But like you're beating the good teams. So it's like, are you just playing down to your competition? Can you be good and you're just not there? Like, I don't understand. It's, I don't know.
You know who else is still losing?
Which one?
Caitlin knows because she lives right near him.
The Suns, they can't win without KD. Look, I can do an L with my cripple hand.
Loser.
I think that's a pretty good one.
I love it.
It got stuck
the Suns
there for
are,
a second.
What are they? They're 0-5 in their last 5?
Yeah. So
why are you acting like you're a fan? Who cares? Just say it with your chest. Yeah, they're 0-5. Losers.
Yes, ma'am. They are. They have lost 5 in a row. I was just triple checking. But yes, they've lost 5 in a row, all of them without KD. And they're just generally playing like poop. Like just overall. Devin Booker, besides last night's game, has been two nights ago against the Knicks. He's been struggling like a lot.
And
so I kind of thought
they still lost by 16.
That's what I'm saying is like, yeah, like I thought that maybe like him playing poorly was part of the reason that they kept losing, but then he had a really good game and they were still losing. And Tyus Jones has been showing up and he's been working his booty off. Nurkic has been playing fine, which like I wouldn't normally say, but I feel like maybe
he was fine with.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, a couple of days ago against the Knicks, he was 14, 12 and 3 with 3 steals and 2 blocks.
Yeah, that's the game that he was fine with.
Yeah. And so it's just like, but I'm like, and you're still losing. How are you still losing? I just don't understand. They need to be better because they should be better because of the dudes that they have. Like, I don't know.
They're not a deep team. They're not a deep team. Their guys aren't contributing. Devin wasn't even contributing. Finally, he's putting up, you know, he has like a decent 33 points.
Yeah.
No one else touched 30. So like, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
To the play-in you go.
To the play-in. But you, yeah, I just like that. I was just saying I liked that Plumlee only played 3 minutes because Nurkic finally had a good game.
Again, they were just taking turns. Whoever sucks less tonight.
Yep.
Moving on, Denver finally wins without Nikola Jokic.
And they won in a very beautiful fashion.
It almost wasn't beautiful toward the end because the refs decided to pull another Warriors-Grizzly situation and started calling literally every single foul I have ever.
Every time someone breathed. Yeah.
It was, they literally gave Russell Westbrook a technical foul for doing this.
He looked back. He literally looked back. Yeah.
Russell Westbrook got his 200th triple-double. He had a monster night, and he literally just looked, got teed up. For what? For what? And
I'm sorry, ref. How sensitive are you?
They took it back, and someone was like literally saying that they should take their free throw away because, of course, like the NBA Cup has to do with point differential, and they're like, that's not fair. They got an extra point.
Yeah.
Take the point away.
And that's going to be that one point is going to be the deciding factor. It could be.
The Nuggets, it felt really good to have like Jamal come out. Jamal and Michael just doing things on both ends of the floor. Obviously, Michael, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. Might be a career high. 1 steal, 1 block, plus 15. Jamal Murray, 27 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. 3 steals, 2 blocks. Jamal was getting in there, and it felt really good to finally see him playing like with the desire to make plays. And like it wasn't lackadaisical. He was getting his hands in there. He was disrupting plays. And I think like the thing that frustrates me is just that we know that he can do that every game. So I think that's why you and I know get frustrated, because you and I both know how good he can be. And I fully believe that he can get 3 steals a game because he's really good at disrupting without fouling. And he showed that in really important games before and in the playoffs. So I just wish that he would take the regular season a little more serious, like have those games every night. You know, like that's what I would love to see from Jamal. Like because I'm not even saying like, oh, he balled out. 27 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks.
It's a great game.
I would love if that was just like your average stat line.
It should be though. Like when you're your team's point guard and you can shoot, like that should be your stat line.
Yeah.
But I just think it's like so funny because like a lot of people are saying too, like, oh, everyone's back on the Jamal train, like now that he had one good game. And I'm like, here's the thing. I was never off the Jamal train. All I said was I wish he cared.
To do better. Bestie.
Yes, and he did, and I'm super stoked with that, and I hope he continues to do that, because like that was my whole problem, was that like I just feel like even like with MPJ and with Jamal, just in these last several games without Jokic, like they just looked like they literally could not care less, and it was so frustrating.
It looked like they were like, oh well, Jokic is out, we're not winning. Like
we're not winning anyway. Don't care.
What kind of mentality is that?
Yeah. But then they, like, that was, like, the nice part, though. When I was saying this, I tweeted about this or whatever. I was just like, watching the game was such a breath of fresh air for me. It was so, it was amazing to watch because I just kind of got to, like, relax. Like, I wasn't, like, angry the whole time because
It felt good to have them come out and handle business.
Yes, and they just, like, you can just tell, like, the demeanor, the body language, like, everything was totally different. They were running. They were playing defense. They were fast. And like you said, like Jamal Murray can be a great defender. 3 steals. Yeah. Like he's such a good, like he's so good with like pickpocketing. He's got fast feet.
Yeah, that's why like he's, that's guy, his defensive. Totally. He's got really quick, like he's really good at eyeing the ball, I would say. You know, like I'm not going to say he's some defensive force, but
he's a great little pickpocketer. Like he's someone that could pop that ball out and deflect and get deflections and see where that ball's going. And like he gets that. And so to see him do that and act on it and play like he can do that was really, really nice.
And then CB also did great. He had 19.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Like, there were hella steals in this game.
He's been doing amazing.
Love a steal. I love a pickpocket, okay? You got to pick a pocket too. Or two, bestie, as Oliver Twist's mentor said. It's really been...
Oliver Twist.
I haven't seen that movie since I was probably 4 years old and I can't get it out of my head. But
I'm so dead.
Peyton Watson, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Julius Strother didn't have like his best game. But they're like the young guys are doing what we need them to do. It's really great. Because KCP's average game was like probably like 8 points, 6 points, sometimes 4. Like he was known to hit a corner 3. He was mainly just our perimeter defender. And so to have like CB coming in there and getting like 15 to 20, thank you, God, when you don't have AG and Jokic. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yep. No, yeah. And Russell, it's just like
Westbrook, 14 assists.
I know. And I love Russ.
12, 10, 14.
You and I talk about this all the time. Yep. 2 steals and a block. We've always known that he can be a fantastic defender. I think he did. Was he the defensive player of the game on top of getting
his
200?
Was.
Yeah. As he does. Because that's the thing about him is that like, and that I've talked about since the beginning, even when he was like struggling offensively, the one thing that I've been saying is that like he's still making an impact defensively, and I still feel like having someone with his kind of leadership and his kind of mind on your team is still important. Such a benefit to the young guys.
Yeah.
And I feel like they really fed off of that. But he got, like you said, he got his 200th triple-double. Did you see the paper with the pencil? With the pencil written 200, and you just couldn't see it?
No.
So you know Wilt Chamberlain's like 100-point game or whatever, and the picture, and you know how the guys all create that now when they have like a big... I don't know, a big stat line or whatever, whether it's like putting up 70 points or whatever it may be. So they did that with Russ, and someone gave him his little piece of paper and they wrote 200 for his 200th career triple-double.
But you couldn't see it.
And yeah, they wrote it in like number 2 pencil. And so like this guy that wrote it is like tweeting and he's like, I'm sorry. Like I'm never going to live it down. Like the fact that I wrote this with a freaking number 2 pencil. And so Russell Westbrook came to practice yesterday and they made a giant poster board with a giant 200 on it for him because everyone was making fun of him.
I love that you couldn't see
his 200.
Aww. Yes. I'm happy they got the win, you know, without Jokic. I hope Jokic is back tonight. For whatever reason, they said he still hadn't been updated to available.
Bestie. He's still questionable.
I don't care how whatever you're doing with your family. I love them. The baby will still be there when you get back. Promise. The game won't. But speaking of this game tonight, Luka is also out, but he's out for an extended period of time. And what does this mean for the Mavs? Because he has been getting a lot of heat.
Whack.
No tea, no shade, but all tea, all shade.
All tea, all shade. Yeah, he's been, I just feel like, first of all, he hasn't gotten off to a great start this season. I feel like like his shooting has been bad. He hasn't been the facilitator that he can be. He's been, I would say, even more lazy on defense than like, because last year I was literally talking about how like I was like he was putting in effort for the most part on the defensive end. And I wanted him to continue doing that. Even if he wasn't a great defender, he was at least trying. This year, he's just like watching balls go by him. People are like, literally shooting game winning shots on him. Yeah. Like just hasn't cared at all.
Game winning dunks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally behind his back.
Ooh, it's been pretty embarrassing for him. And we talked about this earlier this week about Kyrie maybe being like the new number one option for this team. And obviously with Luka being out for an extended period of time, apparently, excuse me, I'm just over here monster being tired. Apparently Luka has like some wrist injury and he's going to be out for an extended period of time. But I feel like that's probably good because then he can heal his legs while he also heals his wrist. But
maybe he can heal his ego with some therapy.
He probably should. Maybe Draymond can talk to him about his therapist. But I don't know what's going on with Luka like this year. And I don't know if it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing for the Mavs, you know? Like, I don't know if, like, maybe Because, like, I feel like at least in the first few weeks of the season, I guess first month of the season now, he's just been, like, almost detrimental in several plays. There's a lot of empty possessions because of the way that he's been playing. He'll, you know, dribble for 20 seconds and then chuck up a logo three for no reason in the middle of a game. So I just feel like with Kyrie, he'll have to continue to kind of be that leader. But... Yeah. Like, who's Clay has to step up for scoring, because as annoying as Luka was, he was a good chunk of their points. And they don't really have like a ton of scoring guys, because you have guys like Kyrie and Luka that can put up 60 or 70 together on any given night. And so maybe we see a different side of some of these players. Maybe we see more shooting from obviously guys like Clay. Hopefully Clay puts up good numbers. I'm so scared because they're going to need that from him. And I really want him to do well. I'm not talking about tonight against the Nuggets. I'm just like in general without
Luka. I'm interested. I can't wait to see how the game goes.
I know, me too. I just want him to do so well. I'm sure we'll probably see more minutes from Quentin Grimes now that Luka's out. I feel like that'll open up some more minutes for him. And I know that he can be good, so I'd like to maybe see a little bit more from there. But you're probably going to have to, besides Clay and Kyrie, I mean, you're going to have to stay inside a lot of the time with guys like PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford. And luckily you have Kyrie, who's a fantastic playmaker, fantastic facilitator, fantastic finisher. Kyrie getting 60! Yeah,
not tonight,
I know.
Not against us.
Not tonight. No. I'll be really interested to see how Kyrie does. Like, I wonder if he's going to be putting up insane numbers. Just because I know I'm like consistently crazy numbers. I don't know. I'm excited. I after tonight, hope the Mavs start doing well.
Yeah. Let's, before we go, I think we should check on our agendas.
I agree.
And let's start here, okay? Because Jokic hasn't even played this week, but his agenda's still up.
So because
ain't nobody touching that man.
No, and nobody's even close to him.
No, they're not even on the same stratosphere or wavelength. It's Jokic, the Great Wall of China, and then I don't even know who would be next.
Can I talk about something so funny?
Sure.
It's like stuff that my six-year-old has been learning in school and kindergarten is like big versus small. And it just reminds me of that. It doesn't have anything to do with
basketball. Uppercase, lowercase.
Exactly. It's so cute.
Yes, cutesy. Dalton Connect obviously had a really great game. I still think his agenda went up a little bit. I think there's so many. The rookies are like doing amazing this year. It's like incredible. So there are like so many people that you could, you know, give this to. Of course, Jared McCain's up there. You know, Alex Sarr has kind of been coming into it. Zach Edey was originally my pick and he's still, you know, he's still playing. Doing he was well. Out the other night. So we'll see how this shakes out at the end of the year. It'll be interesting. Sixth man of the year. I guess I could have put a green arrow for Russell.
Right? He had a triple dub.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bestie. I forgot to change it. Well, green arrows for both.
It's okay. We'll take green arrows for both. Buddy Hield still playing beautifully. I'm so proud of him, and I just love watching him play basketball so much. He makes my heart so happy. And he's Russell so good. Westbrook is also just so fun, and he's like the kind of guy that like you have to love watching because he just plays with such joy.
Pretty crazy stuff.
It is, and he's just great. I love him. I love Russ.
I put Wemby up and Anthony Davis down. Pretty much same thing. Anthony Davis had like a game the other day where he had like I think like one block or something and like no steals. Like I don't know. He like isn't doing as well as he started off as, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like defensively he started out like really insane. Good. Yeah. And then he's kind of like, I feel like maybe because he's playing so well offensively, like it's like not it's like they can never do the both. Defensive side. Right. I know. That's why I'm like, I feel like he should be able to do both because he's Anthony Davis. But I don't know. I mean, he's still playing so incredible, literally out of his mind. Probably one of his best seasons he'll ever have. But maybe not so much defensively because you have guys like Wemby who are blocking the ball out of the country.
All right, bestie.
Listen, I love basketball. I love life. Are you telling me to sit up?
No, I'm just stretching.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know I'm slouching. It's kind of my sad slouch, you know, just one of those days. It's
fine. No, I'm just stretching. I've been sitting too long.
I feel that.
We love you guys. Please buy our merch. And if you haven't already,
for Christmas,
like, comment, subscribe, or else I'm coming for
say
you.
Nice things. We like open to talk basketball with you guys.
I'm right outside.
The comments.
And we do if love you, to talk I mean, basketball with you.
I was going to say, but I guess it doesn't really matter. We have chapters if you want to click through it, but you're at the end. If you're at the end here, then you don't care about the chapters.
But you should have been known.
But you should have known.
Should have known.
Now you know for the future. But like, comment, subscribe, follow us on our other socials. We'd love to talk
everything
sports
is
with you guys.
Down there. In there like swimwear.
Oh my God, look how cute my little basketball is. Pew. That was me shooting
a hoop. Look at my baby tattoos. They're so little.
You have big ones.
They're so little and she's so little and dainty. Look at my Medusa, guys. You guys probably haven't seen her.
I'm playing
she's
basketball
my bestie.
With my microphone.
Anyway, okay, we're so happy you're here. We're so happy to be here. We can't wait to talk to you on Monday.
Bye, besties. Love you lots.
Peace, love, happiness. Catch you later.
Sports.
Catch you on the flip side. Bye.